Your Honor, I don't believe the alleged victim in that case has spoken to anybody in our office.
Mike, is it ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Aiden Kearney?
Yes, ma'am.
Attorney Randazza?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, 21-0439, both parties are present. This is on for the two-week extension date. Mr. Kearney?
All right.
I'm just going to swear this apart. I just want to pin both parties here, the attorney and Mr. Kearney. All right, Mr. Gennetti, Mr. Kearney, could you both please raise your right hands? Solemnly swear the testimony you shall give now in hearing will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
sir. All right. Mr. Gennetti, are you here today to extend this harassment prevention order against Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Okay. Hang on one second. And Mr. Randazza, I'm assuming you're here to oppose the extension. Is that correct?
Your Honor, we are here to oppose the extension, request that the original order be vacated, if not, that it be at least stayed pending appeal.
All right. Now, let me proceed to see if there's going to be an extension of this order in the first place. Mr. Gennetti, what is the reason or the basis for your seeking this? Mr. Gennetti, you're going to have to wait for me to ask the question before you answer, okay? Now, we've been around this before. I can't have you speaking over me. I want you to listen closely to my question and just answer that for me, all right? Now, my question to you is, what is the basis for you to seek this harassment prevention order against Mr. Kearney, sir?
I have the evidence on my cell phone. He put the judge's face on his site and said, I will not fall to tyrants and I will break this restraining order. And he did on Saturday night, and I got over 200 phone calls from him and his associates. Ha 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 ha, videotapes, ha ha ha, and a package of crazy stuff. And I went, made a police report, and they were supposed to, I don't know what happened after that, but he violated twice, and I went back.
All right. Now, what was the basis for you to seek this restraining order in the first place?
I just didn't want him to share. I wanted him to stop putting my son on the line. I wanted him to stop talking slander about me, because everything he could say was fictional. It wasn't a murderer, it wasn't a rapist, I wasn't a pedophile. And every day, my kids called a meth baby, and he's online doing crazy stories, and they're videotaping my girlfriend going out of the house. I can walk for days. My phone, I'd like to put all that into evidence, even as he gave me a bunch of this.
All right. And now, when is the first time you saw Mr. Kearney?
I called and asked him for help on something. And
when was this?
This is around March, I think. And he said he'd see what he could do. So I figured, I got pulled over and they ripped me out of the car. We will see the search. He goes in and gets a few of my enemies on the phone. They asked for justice for Lisa, my girlfriend that died in my arms 14 years ago. They asked us for his terror riders to seek revenge for that. That next day, I almost got stabbed in the parking lot. And then that case was the same thing. Like I was trying and I was getting mad about with Joshua. They were all one little clicking game. My phone's tapped. Saint, I have the evidence of that, saying that he's going to make my baby a transgender baby out of spite.
Who's saying this, sir?
Aiden Kearney.
And Kearney. Where is he saying this?
Online.
Online.
So the judge wanted him to stop. Okay. And he's calling her a tyrant on TV and making fun of her.
Okay. Now, has Mr. Kearney ever said anything to you to threaten you, sir?
He'll help his associates do it.
I'm talking about his associates. I'm talking about Mr. Kearney.
He's threatening me with my son, taking my son. And and to ruin my life, and they hate me, and I'm strong, and I'm my heroin dealer for 12 years, yet I haven't been arrested for heroin in 20. He put posters around Georgetown, I have them, Mr. Gennady, blah, 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 this, that. And all I ask them is tell the truth and let me give my side of the story. I've never murdered anyone, Your Honor. You can see it on the record. I've never molested anyone, Your Honor. Now, I found out stuff from him from Truthfinder and from the Worcester source or whatever it is. And because I found out that he was an 11th grade teacher and he had a sexual misconduct with a student, and I said that, they put the war chamber and they can't.
Again, I'm going to go back to my very specific question is, Mr. Gennady, you say to me you've never seen him in person, is that correct?
No, they've been videotaping me, okay. So I mean, I have...
But you've never seen, I'm not talking about Bay, I'm talking about Mr. Kearney.
Yes, sir.
Never seen him in person, have you?
No, he's not.
Okay, sure. All right, and all the communication is by way of the internet, is that
right? It just gets worse and worse.
All right. And with respect to Mr. Kearney, his threats to you revolve around your son. Is that true?
My son, Justice Felicia, and a girl, a couple of girls he had on there that said that I slept with them while they were OD'ing on dope. I fucked her to death. And
but no threat of violence to you. Is that true?
The threat of violence is to me is because it's true. I got assaulted at the car wash because they sent somebody down there.
But that wasn't Mr. Kearney.
Yes, it was Mr. Kearney.
He was there.
I have it.
He was
so
there.
Evidence.
That's why I'm asking you when you saw him. You said the only interaction you've had with him is on the internet.
He's provoking people to come after me.
I understand that. But my questions to you are with respect to Mr. Kearney in particular.
Yes, and he's a blogger with 50,000 viewers that are harassing.
Okay. All right.
It's a little nerve-wracking, but now I'm getting videotaped in my house, and now they're saying, I go on the phone, I talked to the clerk the other day, I said, how am I texting myself on my Instagram? He holds all the passwords to my Facebook, my Instagram, all that. They make up fake stuff. The clerk I showed it to, and it was like 10:03, it came in. King Gennady sends a message to Michael Donnelly Gennady. And then, like, how can I send a message to myself and then answer it? This kid's like, all he has to do, if he wants to talk about me, it's fine. Why does he have to put my son on there?
Okay.
Why does he have to put my daughter on there?
Okay.
And then once I found out about the sexual thing part, I had to take that into concern. So you know what he does? He puts posters around everywhere that I'm a sex offender.
Okay.
I am not a sex offender, Mr. Kearney.
Okay.
All right. So you ask him right now if I am, or a murderer, or a rapist.
Mr. Kearney's attorney has the right to ask you some questions, so I'm going to give him an opportunity to ask you some questions if he chooses to.
Yes.
If he chooses to, sir, so I'm just going to ask you if you would, like you've done for me, just answer his questions the best you can, sir, all right?
I have a right not to incriminate myself in anything, right?
You do.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Mr. Randazza, do you have any questions of Mr. Gennady?
I do, Your Honor.
Can you, Mr. Gennady, can you hear Mr. Randazza?
Yeah, it sounds like I can.
Okay.
I don't understand why I can't look me in my face after shattering my family for a year. This kid's
Mr. Gennady, I'm going to ask you to just listen and answer the questions for Mr. Randazza. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Gennady, did you post a video online stating that this order was really about your copyrights?
One of the reasons was, yes.
Mr. Gennady, did you post a video in which you stated, and I quote...
Mr. Randazza, you're unclear, sir. Could you just squeeze... Mr. Randazza, just hold for 1 second. Anybody who is on the Zoom, put your device on mute unless this is your case. Thank you. I'm sorry, Mr. Mendez, you may proceed.
Mr. Gennady, did you post a video online in which you said, I quote, if I ever see Aiden, referring to my client, I'll punch his fucking head in. I know I'd fucking kill him.
On my rap song.
Cops try to get
in my rap song.
I'm crazed.
In my rap songs, yes. But I never do it. I never done it. I've been rapping for 10 years on Facebook. I've never harmed a soul. And I do battle raps and all that. No one person's ever been harmed. Yes, I might have said words like that. I was very upset. It's a joke with him when I go on TV. It's, and we talk about it, and I'm like, well, your middle name's Timothy. Lisa Hainsworth. Lisa, then he had DCF sworn my house, taking my door, and sworn affidavit live, saying that he never called the cops. I have the video right here where he's admitting to doing that on my phone. I have about 1,000 exhibits that I can show this court. This court called, he fall over. Because my girlfriend, I had met that baby with a crotch fruit of a son. I don't know what crotch fruit means. Maybe Aiden can tell me.
Mr. Jannetty, I'm going to ask you again. Please just respond to the question that Mr. Randazza has so we can get through this process. Mr. Randazza, any further questions, sir?
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Jannetty, did you post another video in which you titled Riding Down to Holden, where my client resides, in which you stated, Aiden Kearney's a cross-dressing Dorothy, I'd be shooting up his block with the chopper, hitting everything on that shit, including dogs. Is that accurate?
Including dogs, Toto. It's a visit, the Wizard of Oz thing where I say Aiden Kearney was a fraud, hiding behind a curtain, having Brett being a cowardly lying YouTuber about a child. His wife's a wicked witch of Worcester. Now I'm riding down the Worcester Hole. Yeah, yes, I did. It made a reference to the Wizard of Wood, the Wizard of Oz. Yes, I did that. And did I go down there anyway? No. He sent people down there. I have so much stuff. Why it's happening, Your Honor, the next day they're telling
you. You are muted.
Matt, my girlfriend's with
Mr. Randazza, do you have any further questions, sir? We seem to have lost you, Mr. Randazza.
I can see the judge moving. Can you hear me, Your Honor?
All right. Now I can hear you, sir. Hang on 1 second, Mr. Jannetty. Hang on 1 second, Mr. Jannetty.
The court audio is off, whoever is in charge of that.
All right, Mr. Randazza, can you?
Hold on, give me your extension.
Okay.
Welcome to Zoom for women. Enter your participant ID followed. You are in the meeting now. There are more than 210 participants in the meeting. You have been added to the waiting room.
Mr. Randazza, I think we have you back, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Your Honor.
All right. I'm going to ask you if you will continue with any questions you have of Mr. Giannetti.
Mr. Giannetti. Did you post a video in which, speaking about my child, you said one day he'll get capped in the back of his head on the way to his house?
I'm not making the rap that song.
Someone's going to do it for me.
I said in the rap song, why don't you say the ones that I said that I would never do it because I'm not going to jail and never seeing my son. What about those ones? Why are you leaving out the other stuff?
Well, perhaps I'm getting to that, Mr. Giannetti. Can you please answer the question?
Let's get to the real stuff. I can rap, it's freedom of speech as long as I don't go and hurt him or touch him. Everything he says, he has people come down here and assault a knife to my throat. I have that tape, too.
Well, Mr. Giannetti.
So the rap, yes, I probably anything, whatever you want to say, you can say. So, yeah, I mean rap songs. And under the gangster rap genre that I've been doing for 15 years on Facebook. Lisa has been gone for 15 years. And he's... I get it yesterday or something. DCF was called.
Mr. Giannetti.
Mr. Giannetti, hang on. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Randazza.
Did you have Mr. Kearney served with the HTO entered on August 9th?
What? I don't know what
Miss, guys, this isn't how this works.
Yeah, Mr. Gennetti, this is just you, sir. Please have your girlfriend just remain quiet while we go through this proceeding.
The reason why my girlfriend is because she is the...
That's fine, Mr. Gennetti, but we're talking to you right now. We're talking to you right now, and she hasn't been sworn, so you have to answer the question, sir.
The question was that I made a lot of rap songs.
No, that's not the question. The question, Mr. Randazzo, would you please state your question again, sir?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Gennetti.
Yes.
Did you, in one of your videos, state the following? One day he'll get tapped in the back of his head on the way to his house.
I said, I do not know how you haven't got tapped in the back of your head. This guy's ruined lives up and down Worcester. He tramples over everybody that tries to go against him. He's a tyrant. He's calling the other judge a tyrant. This woman's worked her whole life to be a judge and on a bench, and he's calling her a tyrant just because he didn't get his way in court. He's sending people down there to assault me.
Mr. Gennetti, there's no question. Hold on.
Your Honor,
Mr. Randazzo, hold on.
Your Honor, I have provided the clerk with these three videos from which I'm quoting. I would like to move those into evidence.
All right.
They are violent and derogatory of me saying those things, but I never did it. I said it. It never happened. So, I mean, what he said happened within 3 days. His little terrorizers. I get death threats every day. I'm
going to
stab twice.
Mr. Gennetti, there's no question, sir. I just need you to hang on for a question.
What I'm saying is...
Mr. Gennetti, there's no question. Just if you just hang still, let Mr. Randazzo ask the questions, we can get through this. Mr. Randazzo, you may continue, sir.
Mr. Gennetti, did you have Mr. Tierney served in Holden with the order issued by Judge Hamm?
How would I have him served? I don't understand what that means. I came in and the judge gave the order. I didn't go to his house and
sir, you answered the question. Fine. Mr. Randazzo, anything further?
I've never even been to hold.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Randazzo?
Mr. Gennetti, did you provide the court with his address in Holden?
Yeah, from what I looked up for Truth File, when I was looking at this little sex offender stuff as a teacher, I seen maybe a Holden Street, but I never really visualized the address because I don't know him when I would go down there. But I think 15.
Mr. Gennetti, did you contact Mr. Kearney with the intent of being on his show to discuss your altercation with the Boston police?
You guys, I have over here, Your Honor, this whole week being begged to ask to go on this show. And I say, you're violating the order, don't talk to me. I can show you 300 messages of them begging me to go on this show. Now all of a sudden he wants me on there. I want to go on and state the truth. When I went on there and showed them my name, my arms, and was doing good, they got DCF on me.
So what is your answer to the question, Mr. Gennetti?
The answer to the question is that...
Mr. Randazzo, would you please repeat the question again?
I'll ask a different question that might have a yes or no answer. If the clerk, I have provided four documentary exhibits. Could we show exhibit two?
Unmute it and all that stuff.
Mr. Gennetti, did you appear on Mr. Kearney's show voluntarily?
When I first went on there, it was voluntarily.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you answer the question?
Yes.
Mr. Randazzo, anything further?
Does exhibit two show you on that show, sir?
When we had that show, he began to put my kids on on the YouTube, and every time he didn't like an answer, he would do it, and Brett would do it, and they left. And then they say they're gonna dig up my aunt that got killed by Whitey Bulger and fuck her because she is a snitch. He said it repeatedly. Now, this guy's in journalism, but he's a toothless Gennettian, crotch fruit child. I mean, what journalist? He says he's a, in his article, he has a badge for being, he's a journalist. It's a badge. If you have a badge right now, I'll drop it.
Mr. Randazza, do you have any further questions of Mr. Giannetti?
Yes. Mr. Giannetti, did you ever provide the court with Mr. Kearney's Holden address?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Randazza?
I don't care where he lives. I just want him to leave me alone.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you.
Now, can I ask questions?
Do you have any questions of Mr. Kearney?
On the perjury law?
I do, Your Honor. I'd like to call Mr. Kearney.
I will give you the opportunity to ask Mr. Kearney a few questions, but we're not going to go rambling for years. So, Mr. Giannetti.
Right, I'll ask a couple questions. Did you not say, and then edit it, that you were going to take my baby out of revenge and make him a transgender baby?
Mr. Kearney?
No, I made a joke about fostering his child after his child was in DCF care to give him a better life.
Wait, I have no court right now, Your Honor. That's perjury.
Right, any further questions?
Did you ask your turtle riders, Justice for Lisa, and ask them also to contact DCF office and have the police come to my house knowing I wasn't there, and then you lied on air and said that you had my son taken away for 3 weeks?
Okay.
Did you not say that?
I don't understand the question.
The question is, you heard the question. Come on, you're smart, right? You're a journalist, right?
Okay.
Went to school for a teacher.
Mr. Giannetti, make the questions a little shorter. They're a little bit
all right,
random.
All right, so. How about this? Being the fact, I actually have a question, that you've had this little problem with your student, do you think that I should not be worried about somebody going on there and making a joke about kidnapping my child? What would you do? That's a question.
I don't understand
that's a question,
the question.
Meaning, what? The question saying, Don't you think that I should behave like this?
Mr. Giannetti, that's not a question, sir. That's a statement. Okay, you have a question.
The statement is he's been known to touch my
That's not a question. You can ask him a question, not make statements.
All right, question. Why do you have to, when you put people on your shows, do you have to put their child on, right beside them? Every one of them. I counted 7 or 8.
All right. Mr. Giannetti, you have to ask him a question that's relevant to this theory.
Why does he put the children on YouTube?
Okay. All right.
My son and other friends of people that I have. Why did they get to get appeared there and then DCF get called a joke?
All right.
And this and that. And he violated the order Saturday. Why is he in jail?
All right. Do you have any further questions, Mr. Giannetti?
I could sit here for a while, but I'm not going to hold the court up.
Okay, this. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Everybody knows how this dude is.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Randazza, I'll hear you, sir, with respect to the extension of this harassment prevention order.
Your Honor, may I just ask my client 3 questions on the record?
I'm sorry?
May I ask my client 3 questions on the record?
Yes, you may.
Mr. Kearney. Did you ever serve Mr. Giannetti?
No, I did not.
Were you served with the complaint in this matter prior to the August 9th hearing?
I was never served. Nothing came to my house.
Did you ever direct anyone to threaten Mr. Giannetti?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
All right. I'll hear you, Mr. Randazza.
Your Honor, given that my client... Given that the order itself was an unconstitutional prior restraint, we request that it not only not be continued, but that it be vacated. Mr. Giannetti has stated here today that he has filed something with the police department pertaining to that order. I was unclear what it was, but it is irrelevant what it is. It was an unconstitutional order that should not have been issued. Mr. Kearney also was not served with this prior to the hearing, so he had no notice, so there was no due process. Further, as I believe Your Honor's heard today, there is no justification whatsoever for an HBO nunk-pro-tunk, this order should be voided.
They put it online, Your Honor, immediately. Made fun of me and had everyone call me a rat and a snitch.
Okay.
Big order.
Okay.
He got it.
All right. All right, for purposes of this harassment prevention order hearing, based on the evidence presented, I am going to terminate this order as of today, based on the information provided at the hearing by the parties.
Can you at least stop talking about me and my son on social media in derogatory ways and only the truth, not the slander? If he wants to speak the truth, then I'm wearing Nikes on my feet, fine. If you want, if I break the record driving and I get arrested, that's fine. Can you ask him to stop slandering me and defamating my character? That's all I want. He wants to do his job. He's actually not a bad lawyer if he could, I mean, journalist, if he could just calm down a little bit.
Okay.
It's always, you know what I mean?
Well, he's had a chance to hear you, Mr. Jannetty. I'm sure he'll take that into consideration.
All right, docket 21-0439, the order has been terminated.
And it's terminated immediately. Thank you.
Immediately. Thank you.
Your Honor, NR...